mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pressure from above, pressure from below, the false political spectrum giving you false solutions, fake choices, semantical deceptions. The Democrats will give you hope, the Bilderberg candidate, the running mate of Skull and Bones, there at the Skull and Bones coronation, as some have called it. I mean, it's a joke, people. The whole thing is a big, fat joke. And they talk about hope. They want a giant domestic CIA. They want you in control. The Democrats, the leadership, all voted for the Patriot Act. They voted for it again a few weeks ago. They want you to live under this, but they want to talk about how they don't like it all day. So you don't have a real choice. And you go, well, what do we do then? What do we do then? That's kind of defeatist. No, you admit how bad things are. You admit the enemy you're fighting. You admit that it's an uphill battle. And as soon as you admit that, suddenly it becomes a fight on a level playing field. Coming up, potential terrorists are being released in Texas and other states. Members of Congress say, and they're illegal aliens, but they're also just released. But don't worry, the government's going to put protesters inside a cage, inside another cage, and aim machine guns at them. So we'll get to that with Glenn Spencer. Also, microchips when you go in the hospital now to be put in your body. See, folks, I mean, it's coming down on us. But right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, my friend.
I have an article that I got off the Internet a few minutes ago. My son did, actually. It's from the St. Augustine Register, publication date 7/14/04 by E.B. Heimbold. Communist Party USA supports John Kerry. I have emailed you this article. It details how the Communist Party USA supports John Kerry, and they are even giving a pamphlet out you can download and hand out in both English and Spanish called Top 10 Reasons to Defeat Bush. And the article even talks about how, remarkably, these planks are identical to those of the Democratic Party, outsourcing homosexual rights, abortion. And then it goes on to talk about Kerry's campaign. His theme is Let America Be America Again, and the slogan was borrowed from a communist poet named Langston Hughes. And it's a very dark, gloomy poem. And in another poem, the article goes on to say that Langston Hughes has written, he talks about, goodbye, Christ, Jesus, Lord, God, Jehovah, beat it on away from here now. So, incredible. Communist Party, supporting John Kerry, it's here.
Well, and at the same time, the U.S. government under Lord Bush is actually helping put the Communist Party in as the new government along with the former Baathist.
Oh, absolutely.
So we have Bush. I mean, literally, folks, we're not kidding. The second biggest part of the government is the communists. They're out there supporting him with red flags. And then we've got Kerry, his cousin, his skull and bones mate, over here. Did you see the New American analysis of Congress where the only admitted socialist member of Congress is more conservative in his voting record than most Republicans?
That's terrible. If there was a... In this article, it talks about a Vietnam vet group took a trip to communist Hanoi because they had heard that there was a Hanoi Hall of Fame. And
it's true. They got pictures of John Kerry in there.
They got pictures of John Kerry shaking hands with a communist official. I mean, here's the article. It's printed in the media just like everything you bring up
every
day. But
wait a minute. They told me communists don't exist. They only run half the planet and they're taking over dozens of countries.
Absolutely.
But they don't exist.
And so we get Bonesman Kerry, communist, or we get neocon Bonesman Bush, and we have no other choice. Vote for them and like it.
Thanks for the call. Very well said. And again, folks, it was the big banks that funded communism, that funded Hitler. They create these things like wind-up toys. In my book, I have Professor Carol Quigley at Georgetown University laying out how they control both sides. We'll be right back. As long as it's command and control, as long as it's tyranny, they don't care what flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, David and Melissa and Gloria and Johnny and Kwame and everybody else that's holding, we're going to get to you. We've been going to calls quickly today. I'm proud of that fact. I'm breaking my bad habits. There is so much news. Now it's not just the judicial workers that are going to have microchips and U.S. police that they want them to have them. And now it's going to be, if you go to the hospital, you're going to get one. And there's just so much news. But I had to get Mr. Spencer, Glenn Spencer, on from AmericanPatrol.com. He's a great American. He started out working in Native American Affairs, trying to defend their rights. He's a great guy. And, you know, when you go out to one of the events that we put on, or yesterday at this telecommunications building in Austin, fighting the shutdown of Access TV, I mean, I would say, frankly, to this show, the biggest majority, you know, of all the groups are Hispanic Americans. And statistically, they are the most valiant people in war. They win more of the Congressional Medal of Honors than anybody else. Great patriots, smart, intelligent, wonderful people. And we're not about to let the liberal media, the controlled elite media, make it a racial issue. You know, it's like when we expose the Bilderberg Group appointing John Edwards, and then it comes out in the New York Times that's what happened. You know, used to, it's like, oh, that's code word for anti-Semitism. No, it's the media that are the racists that try to make this a racial debate. So when we talk about Mexicans all day, it's because the Mexican government wants the Southwest. They're run by the big banks in New York. They want to break this country up as part of the Pan-American Union. And they're going to use the tens of millions of illegals to drive the wages down and keep Mexico enslaved and then enslave America. And so I'm excited to see that most Americans, regardless of race or color, are against these open borders and the illegal Russians, the illegal Chinese, the illegal whatevers that are pouring in here. But, again, we talk about Latin America because Latin America is the majority, and it's the border where the majority of people are pouring across. Now, this article is from InfoWars.com. It's posted on InfoWars.com. It's out of the Brownsville Herald. We have it posted there. Potential terrorists released due to lack of jail space, Congressman says. Middle Easterners with possible terrorist ties have been detained after entering the country from Mexico, but released for lack of jail space, said U.S. Representative Ortiz, the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. Now, they go on to admit that thousands of these people, we've been telling you this forever, just in South Texas alone, yeah, Chinese, Russians, you know, Guatemalans, whatever, Syrians. And the point is they got protesters in cages inside cages with machine guns on them. The Matrix system is watching all Americans. We're losing all our freedoms, but the borders are wide open. It shows that it's a joke. The war on terror is a joke. It's an excuse to enslave us. Glenn Spencer, thanks for holding during that long rant.
I enjoyed it, Alex.
But good to have you on. You are the leader of the preeminent national sovereignty border defense organization in the country. And, Glenn, good to have you on to give us an update on what we're facing.
Thank you very much.
What's going on? I mean, there's so much happening.
Let me tell you what we got. For your audience, we'll be telling you this. We smuggled simulated weapons of mass destruction into the United States. And we'll explain how we did that. And really, it got started on the 16th of July. I was listening to Representative Culberson, a Republican from Texas, on a radio show, and he explained that the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of Texas had told him that Al-Qaeda, members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization, had crossed the Mexican border and come into the United States. Now, that was from a U.S. attorney, a very good source. Well, that set us in motion. I decided at that moment that American Border Patrol, we're a nonprofit organization. We have two former chief U.S. Border Patrol agents on our board of directors. We're down on the border. We operate at the border. We know what's going on. So I had my technical guys. I brought them in, and I said, can you guys fabricate a simulated weapon of mass destruction, sort of like a suitcase nuclear bomb? They said, absolutely. A high-tech one, yes. But I said, can you take it down to the border and cross over and then turn around and bring it into the United States without the Border Patrol finding you? They said, yes. And I said, can you put it on film? Can you tape it? They said, yes. So they did. They got what they call a Pelican case. It's a waterproof, high-tech suitcase.
And that's pure genius.
Yes, and they went down, filmed the whole thing. It even had a nuclear and chemical warning symbols on the outside in color, a big WMD, and underneath it said simulated. They put that in a backpack. They then went down, crossed over the fence. One guy with the camera watched the fellow. He steps over the fence. You didn't have to do much because it was broken there, and walks, just strolls into the U.S., and then goes over to the brush. Now, this is in the evening, not quite dark, but it's getting there, and he goes into the brush, takes his backpack off, removes the weapon of mass destruction, the simulated one, shows it to the camera, puts it back in his backpack, and heads north. We then dissolve away. Here they are coming into their safe house in Sierra Vista, Arizona, taking the backpack off and taking out the weapon of mass destruction. Now, we didn't show the whole procedure because some of it, we didn't want to produce a how-to video for invading the United States with a weapon.
But obviously the next thing is you then load it in the back of the trunk of a car and drive it into Phoenix.
And we took it into Tucson.
Yeah.
See, now we
but I'm saying you could drive it into any city you wanted to.
That is correct. Now, what we did this on the 19th, Monday. And then I was on television, and I said, we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again and videotape it again. And a week later, almost to the minute of the time we did it the first time, and within a quarter of a mile where we did it the first time, and the Border Patrol knows where we crossed, we did it again. And this time we walked farther. We walked 5 miles up to a major highway. It took us 3.5 hours. We were in the major corridor. Now, this isn't out way out in the boonies. This is a major known corridor for illegal aliens, and there is a Border Patrol presence. And we walked right past them. We never saw one. We never saw one. And put it into the a load vehicle. Now, this isn't somebody's station wagon or SUV that isn't suspicious looking. What we put it in is a Dodge Pickup 1500 extended cab that actually had been used by Mexican smugglers. And it had been impounded by the Border Patrol, and we purchased it from the tow company that owned it. So it was an actual vehicle used in the past by Mexican smugglers.
So a known coyote vehicle.
A known coyote vehicle. All right?
Glenn, let me stop you before you go any further. I want folks to understand. Protesters are in cages inside cages with M60 machine guns pointed at them, as sending the message that protesting is illegal and that you're bad, and they got the Matrix system spying on everybody and thumb scanners to get on airplanes. And,
right.
And children being trained how to, you know, load on buses as slaves and all this stuff. Meanwhile, there's 8,000 Border Patrol on the southern border, maybe, 1,200 on duty at any one time. They're all leaving to go be air marshals. This is a joke. This is a complete joke.
Of course it is. We let it stay in the safe house for a day. We then put it in the back of another pickup truck. And drove past, we were skirted where they have a checkpoint. You know, they have a Border Patrol has a checkpoint. We used the road that goes around it. And drove the, put the weapon of mass destruction in the open bed of the pickup truck, inside the backpack, just open back there. I drove into Tucson, drove into a parking garage next to the federal building, got out, put the backpack on, and walked up to the front door of the federal building in Tucson.
And you videotaped all of this.
And we videotaped all of this. You can see it on AmericanPatrol.com. Now, they went up to the federal building, and they had a problem with the federal police. They stopped them. Why? Because they don't want them videotaping. So the guy came out, and he said, "We don't want you videotaping." So he asked for their ID, and they showed him the ID, but he never asked what was in the backpack.
Did you pull it out in front of him?
No. But then they took it across the street and pulled it out and showed it. It panned from the federal building over and showed this weapon of mass destruction, which we had so-called simulated, which we had smuggled. Now, this isn't funny.
Now, have you since heard from the feds?
No, not a word.
And I haven't seen much about this in the news, Glenn.
No, they put a lid on it. They ran it in the local newspapers and TV the first time we did it, and they slammed the door on it. They don't want this known. They don't want anybody to know about this. I had an Arizona Republic reporter call me and talk to me about it 2 days ago, but nothing showed up. We've had no call.
Hey, Glenn, can you overnight me or send me that video so I can play it on my local TV show?
Sure.
I'd love to, yeah, and then also we'll put it on Texas Frontline. Because people in Austin need to see this.
Yeah.
Now, Glenn, how does this tie in and feed in with this Brownsville Herald article by Emma Perez Trevino? She wrote the article about how even the congressman admits that they capture these Muslims pouring across by the thousands and are ordered to release them.
Well, let me just, of course, and Lou Dobbs last night had a program where they had this South African woman with who was a terrorist. She's a terrorist, and they found her trying to get aboard an airplane in Texas. Right? She was a terrorist, and in her bag she had wet clothing because she crossed the Rio Grande the day before. She crossed illegally. She's a terrorist. Come across the border. That's how they do it. So people say,
yeah, we need to get our troops back from Iraq and stick them on the border. We'll be right back with Glenn Spencer and your calls. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. AmericaPatrol.com.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, I promise in the next segment, callers, here in about 10 minutes, we'll go directly to your calls. We got Glenn Spencer, and during the break, I was talking to him. He's going to send me a video of this so I can show it in Austin television because there's a news blackout on this. It's been in the newspaper and on TV there in Tucson, but that's it. This is very serious news. He got a call from Nightline. Tell him, Glenn, about the Nightline phone call.
Well, the first time we did this, you know, last week they called me up, one of the producers, and said, well, this is interesting, but the first time we did it, we got past the Border Patrol, we reached and met our load vehicle, but he had come inland, I mean down south from the major highway, and the producer said, well, no, we'd like a more realistic test. We, you know, if you can make it all the way to the major highway and have him picked up at the major highway and then get it into a major city, that would interest us. So we did it. We haven't heard back from them. And then I got a call from a reporter at the Arizona Republic and gave them all the details. I haven't seen anything in the newspaper. They haven't been calling.
This is so incredibly vital and such a wonderful illustration of this horror. But, I mean, this is made for TV, taking the dummy nuke to the federal courthouse in Tucson. And, again, I tell you, it's...
Well, I think what we're going to do next is that we're taking it into a shopping mall. And that should reach the American people. They probably don't care if somebody blew up the federal building. But just think about this, Alex. Just think about it. Anytime anybody wants to smuggle a weapon, a bomb, in from Mexico, they can do it.
Well, listen. A suitcase full of sarin, which everybody's got, a suitcase full of sarin in a subway or in a shopping mall will kill thousands of people.
Right.
And so, you know, forget just suitcase nukes. Maybe with this dummy test, fake drill, you could drive the thing all the way over the border into D.C. and then dance around in front of the Capitol with it. Maybe that'll get their attention.
No question about it. Once we make it under the interstate, you can go anywhere in the country with this thing. But I think, just understand this. There is not one mall in the United States that can be protected. This can be done literally. My guys tell me they can do this 1,000 times.
Glenn, look, this is the point. They're telling cops, put barbed around your courthouses, search the people, treat us like dogs, take our liberties as citizens. But then every day I see an article on your site mainstream where some sheriff arrests a busload of illegals, and they're told release them.
That's correct.
But then I violate, the Supreme Court says I don't answer their questions, I get arrested. As a citizen, I have less rights. This just shows all this fear-mongering, all this scaremongering. It's for politics. It's to get our liberties. It has nothing to do with controlling our border.
Well, Alex, I don't know how else you can we do this. We can do this every day. The last time we did this, last Monday evening, we started out a little earlier. The guys followed this riverbed. They headed south. And what they normally do is when they reach the barbed wire fence, which is the border, that's when they turn around and start back. Well, they never found the barbed wire fence because there was no fence. And they actually had to use their GPS to realize they were 100 yards or so into Mexico because there's no barrier there. Now, it was still light. It was 7:30 in the evening. And they then walked north, and all of this is on tape. We didn't even have to use the night camera, and they walked right into the U.S. in broad daylight.
Now, so, how many miles into Mexico did you go again?
Well, we didn't go very far, only probably a max of a couple of hundred yards. But they didn't intend to do that because there's a small barbed wire fence. But in this area, for a couple of hundred feet in either direction, there was no fence. There's nothing. Nothing. You could drive a
they've had sensors. They've had sensors since Vietnam. They got cameras in my neighborhood, Glenn. Every small town in Texas has cameras all over it now. They could put up a 20-foot fence. They could put up cameras with infrared. They could end the illegal invasion. They could end the destruction of jobs. They could protect us from their so-called terrorist threat, but they have no intention of doing it. And this hot story that should be all over the newspapers, there's zero discussion of it.
That is correct. Now, what we have decided to do after doing this, when you say, yes, they can do this, they have the technology to do this, just as we proved very dramatically and very graphically that the weapons of mass destruction can be brought into the United States at will, we are also going to prove very graphically and very dramatically that the technology exists to close down that border. And
stay there. We'll be right back and take calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Folks, the global corporations that control the Democrats and the Republicans don't want to discuss the open borders, the Pan-American Union, the Union of American States, the end of our sovereignty. Their own policy reports say they want to drive down the wages to subsistence. They want to get rid of the middle class, regardless of what color you are. And so that's why they don't want to discuss it when major polls show 80-plus percent of Americans, regardless of color, know that the open borders are a security threat and, more importantly, an economic threat. We can't take on the whole third world, people. It's simple. We can't absorb 5 million people a year. At its height, it was a couple hundred thousand back at the turn of the last century, and that's fine. It's what makes America America. But the government, Glenn, we were talking during the break, and we're going to go to some calls here. I mean, I was saying you should be on every radio show, every TV show. This is major news, but as you said, they're running around turning off all the news valves. Both parties don't want to talk about this, do they? Tell us all about it.
Correct. The call went out. They shut this down, and there are just a few, sources out there that the American people have, and you're one of them. All the rest, they're going to shut down on this thing. They're going to throw a blanket over it. They don't want this issue debated in this election, in this presidential campaign. They don't want the people to know that John Kerry's national co-chairman of his campaign, Antonio Villaraigosa, and we have absolute airtight proof of this, is an agent of Mexico. These are the things that they don't want.
Well, let me stop you. Rick Perry in Texas, you know, when Vicente Fox came to town, I actually shut down their press conference. And I know you linked to those news stories about that. But it turns out that Rick Perry's head of Texas-Mexico Affairs is a Mexican citizen and a registered lobbyist of the Mexican government. I mean, that's illegal. And then the activists in Houston who got those documents with a FOIA request for the state, open records, which was public documents, she was threatened with arrest if she didn't turn the documents back in and promise not to talk about it anymore. And then we had Vicente Fox here giving awards to the city of Austin police and to the Republican Party and others for not following the federal law. Can you speak to both those issues?
Well, look, it is so clear that the Mexican government is lobbying. They have, and every one of their consulates actively works to defeat every one of our laws, to advance the cause of the Mexican invasion, and they are aided and abetted by our own elected officials. I mean, this is one of the most incredible developments that conceivable, and yet they get away with it.
Now, we know that Kerry's bad. Bush said that the biggest amnesty ever that would even pay to bring illegals here was not an amnesty. Where is Bush now on that ridiculous statement?
Well, he's backed off. You know, we're on a campaign to force the president to enforce the laws, the immigration laws. We believe that if we can force him to do that, we will save him from himself. He will be reelected. And so we're going to, we may have to drag Mr. Bush kicking and screaming back into the White House. Because if we can force him to enforce the laws, once again, I believe the people will vote for him. And if we can force this issue on to the main stage and people begin to look at John Kerry and who his wife is, and that she has financed the National Lawyers Guild, one of the worst left-wing open borders, formerly communist organizations in the country, and she finances it. I mean, if the truth were known about that gang on the Kerry side, Americans should be frightened.
Well, look at Bush, though, and I've had Tom Tancredo on. Bush has said we're targeting to get him out of office. I mean, we've got Bush targeting the only good Republicans we've got. We got
That's
a problem.
Correct. That's correct. And so,
Bush is taking his corporate orders. I mean, Glenn, people need to understand, this is New York, this is London, this is the big brokerage houses. They want a pan-American union. And they want to use, you know, when our nationalism is bad, but Mexican nationalism is good to them, they want to use that to break off the Southwest as kind of like a Montreal, you know, French Canada situation.
Well, absolutely. It is the big corporate powers. That's who runs the world today. We know that. But the only problem they have is that Mexico isn't going to go along with the joke. If they think that they're going to merge Mexico with anybody, they're absolutely wrong. Mexico is interested in annexing the American Southwest and placing it under its jurisdiction.
Well, to give folks an idea of how corrupt Mexico is, Glenn, they have more billionaires and less middle class than any other country in the world, and that's ill-gotten. And now their judicial branch had to take microchips 2 weeks ago to get in the building, and now they're talking about making their cops take microchips. What type of neighbor is that?
Well, you know, we can say things, I can say things, and you can say things, and people might discount it. But did you know I have a videotape of a C-SPAN presentation by the World Bank and their analysis of the effect of NAFTA? And their chief economist asked, why isn't Mexico advancing? And they did this study, in-depth study, the World Bank chief economist. And the reason he said Mexico doesn't advance is their, number one, their failure to adhere to the rule of law, and number two, corruption, which we would not discuss in the NAFTA negotiations, even though Senator Patrick Moynihan tried to get the Senate to take up the issue of Mexican corruption, and is why NAFTA has failed, and it is why they have all of those billionaires down there. And people knew it at the time NAFTA was being proposed. Some people tried to speak out and warn the people that this is not going to work, but they weren't listened to. All right? They weren't listened to. And the same thing is happening now. But you see, the thing is, you have to understand that the power structure is more than happy to permit massive corruption in Mexico as long as they can open the border.
I agree. Let's take some calls. I appreciate everybody holding. I know you're on a whole host of issues. Who's up first here, Stephanie? David in New York. You're on the air with Alex Jones and Glenn Spencer. Glenn Spencer's with AmericanPatrol.com. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Glenn. Hey, Glenn, guess your experiences are further evidence that the war on terror is a total scam.
Right.
Well, anyway, I wanted to call about two quick things. One of them was I was just visiting StopTheFTA.org, and I was looking at, you know, the Rogues Gallery, and it turns out that David Rockefeller was behind many of the organizations behind NAFTA and then now the FTA.
Yeah, Glenn Spencer is an expert on this, David. I'll let you comment in a second. But if you read the tax-free foundations 50 years ago, they plan to use third world populations to break down the U.S. And the Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, they're behind this. Glenn, tell us about it.
Well, certainly they're behind it. But let's also remember one thing. You know, Mexico spent $50 million lobbying Congress to get NAFTA passed. $50 million. The Clinton administration's trade negotiator sold us down the river. There's no question about that. But once again, it's not going to be reported.
And Al Gore got up on TV and told us how great it was going to be.
That's correct. Well,
milk and honey was going to flow through the streets. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
And the really odd thing I found was that David Rockefeller even wrote an editorial for the Los Angeles Times, and he said it would be criminal not to pass it, not to pass NAFTA.
Right.
Sorry.
I have on tape many of the hearings, the NAFTA hearings. I even have a debate between Senator Graham of Texas and then-Governor Brown, Jerry Brown of California. Interestingly enough, everything that Jerry Brown said about NAFTA was right, and everything that Senator Graham claimed about NAFTA turned out to be wrong.
Well, yeah, Jerry Brown is the conservative compared to Graham, and I'm
That's not correct, joking.
Jerry Brown is a very honest fellow. Do what?
He's a very honest man.
Well, that's the thing. That's why he's out of the Democratic Party.
You're right.
It's because he won't play patty cake. Thank you, David. Great points. Melissa in Texas. Melissa, go ahead. Melissa, you're on the air. Okay, she's gone. Gloria in Rhode Island. Gloria, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank
Hello, Gloria.
Thank you, Alex, for everything you do. Every day, every night, every morning, every minute of the day.
Well, thank you.
Alex, when I listened to former Clinton's remarks to the Democratic convention the other night, I sat there and I said, okay, let me listen. I'm just listening. It doesn't mean a thing. However, there was something that struck me. So I went to the Washington Post. I pulled it up on the computer, and I have the text of his speech. In part of the text, he refers to the Vietnam War. And three-quarters of the way through his speech, he says, and I want to quote it, it's only a few sentences, he says, verbatim, during the Vietnam War, many young men, including the current president, the vice president, and me, could have gone to Vietnam and didn't. John Kerry came from a privileged background. He could have avoided going too, but instead, he said, send me. What we have, Alex, according to the interpretation I get from that, is a former sitting president, recently sitting, telling this nation that if you came from privilege, you don't have to be drafted in this country.
Well, everybody knows that. Glenn Spencer comments.
Well, you know, I am not going to... I believe that Kerry, he did go to Vietnam voluntarily.
And then he brought a camera and then turned in Purple Hearts for scratches and stuff. Basically a propaganda stunt.
Well, apparently it was that, but let's be honest with ourselves. Those fast boats in the Mekong Delta were not the safest place to be in Vietnam.
No, I agree. So
you got to give him some credit for that, you know. Yeah, he took advantage of it. He saw the political advantage of his position.
No, I have to say, compared to all the chicken hawks, these neocons. But again, it's all a diversion. Kerry isn't even going to run anything if he's elected. He's a puppet, and so is Bush of these corporations.
Well,
but that's not where I'm coming from, Alex. Where I'm coming from is, yes, John Kerry did go voluntarily. However, we have a president who is actually saying right out there, and as you say all the time, Alex, they say it right to you. You're just not listening. They say, and he said, if you come from a background of privilege, you didn't have to go.
That's correct. That's a very good point, and I heard you say that, and I understood what you were saying.
I understood too, Gloria. Thanks for the call.
You can pull strings, and you can do anything you want. But now, I don't know if there's been a statistical analysis of that would hold water. I don't know.
All right, let's talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah, I just want to report a couple of things going on here in Hawaii. We have our own illegal alien problem. We have illegal aliens coming in from Samoa, China, and the Philippines. So that's one of our problems here. Another problem is there's a government land grab going on here. The city and county government is trying to take over all the farmers' land.
And that's happening everywhere.
And what they've done is raise their tax bill. And this has been in the news for a week over here, but for instance, a farmer said his tax bill last year was $2,500. This year it's $350,000. So he has to sell. And what I can see happening is...
Let me guess. They put in electronic voting machines, and now suddenly this is happening.
They may do that in the next election here. That's for sure.
Well, that shows... I mean, listen. I've had my property tax bill triple in 1 year while property values actually go down. I mean, it's just pell-mell... Glenn Spencer comments about this.
Well, what we have seen with these national monuments that Clinton turned into national parks, the use of the national monument provision in the law to essentially confiscate land, I believe this is going on everywhere.
I think what's going to happen is that they're just going to hold the land for a while, they turn it over to some of their big-budded realtors, and get a kickback.
They always know. That's how the scam works. Yes, sir.
Another thing we got is the Carlyle Group is buying out Verizon here for $1.6 billion. Well, they want control of our phone system here for some reason. I don't know what...
They're buying up everything. Movie chains, radio chains. Thanks for the call, Johnny. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Alex. I sometimes have to cheer and then... cringe when I listen to your program. I was on the verge of trying to get some public access for some of your tapes, but I heard some things today that really disturbed me, and I think there's a real danger among conservatives like yourself when people call in and begin red baiting using the old Cold War anti-communist red baiting pretext for colonial wars abroad and repression at home.
Hey, John, you've called before. I know you're a socialist. You've told us. Let me explain something to you. The big money finances and controls both sides as long as it's command and control. I don't know how you cannot figure that out. The communists are in Iraq supporting the coalition now.
Well, let me point out something to you, though. Those communists are totally non-communist sellouts. They've been condemned by every socialist and communist group in the world for selling out, just as the others have sold out. The American Communist Party that this earlier caller was mentioning was actually split from by all the honest socialists and communists because they always take this kind of lesser evil attitude that they have their unwanted endorsement of the democratic lesser evil. And
well, look, John, I think you should get a TV show yourself. And if you don't want to put my videos on TV because we don't agree on some things, that's fine. But I think it's dumb for you to not put my films on TV because we agree on some things. I don't agree on the form of government you want. I agree this current government is what you'd call fascistic, using socialistic systems to confiscate our wealth and then put it into the fascist pipeline. Glenn Spencer, comments?
I mentioned the Communist Party because, they're very active out here, out of California. Senator Alarcon, who was a state senator in California, his sister was the head of the Communist Party USA for Southern California, and she was the one who pushed through the Cesar Chavez California holiday that was all organized by the Communist Party. So
well,
they're still alive.
Look here. You're calling for the re-election of a man who has killed and slaughtered people, Bush, around the world, a man who is going to institute police state measures in this country. This is opposed by every socialist, every leftist, every communist. I would at least prefer them.
Who is advocating the re-election of Bush?
You have said that if you can then at least bring him around on this issue, this will manipulate
No,
him.
I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what. Glenn Spencer's got an audio clip. He's going to play two more calls. Stay there, John. We'll let you and Glenn hash this out. When we get back, Glenn Spencer's our guest, doing a great job exposing our wide-open borders, and I appreciate him for it. But you get your say, John, when we get back. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, Clint Spencer has been gracious enough to stay with us another 20 minutes into the next hour so we can get to all the callers that want to talk to him. Then I'll get into having to have a microchip to go to the hospital, just all this other news we haven't detailed yet. We're about to go back to John in Ohio, then we'll go back to Melissa, John in Tennessee, just a bunch of other people that are patiently holding. Just briefly, I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I've published a book, I carry a bunch of other videos and books by great researchers that expose this global crime syndicate. And I hope you'll visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse the shopping cart, read about the films, watch free video clips, I hope you'll order my videos and put them on Access TV and show them to your college students or your VFW hall or your church. It is so important. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order the videos or books or to ask questions or to find out about different specials we're offering. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, I want to point out that Glenn has documented twice that you can have something marked nuclear weapon, carry it in and out of the U.S., carry it into major cities, and the media is ignoring this. And Glenn's doing a good job exposing that. Now, John, who calls himself a socialist, is arguing with Glenn about some issues. And, John, Glenn, go ahead. Talk to each other.
Well, Alex, I had called to respond to an earlier caller before this guest called out, came on. What I wanted to point out is that I think there's a real danger, a tragic danger, of people who are doing such good work as you are doing, that the anti-communist vulnerability, the Achilles heel, the profile that these globalists can use to mobilize honest conservatives, if they put an anti-communist label on these wars for conquest and domination, if they can put a red-baiting label on it, that some honest conservatives who are adamantly opposed to these pushes for police state martial law in this country and empire abroad may fall for it. And I just feel that, other real socialist organizations like workers.org, WSWS.org, who are running candidates, have no use for Democrats or Republicans.
Well, let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you for a second.
Yes.
Okay, because, and we've argued before about these systems, and I totally disagree with you on that, but Glenn is saying that if Bush wouldn't sell out the border, that would probably get him reelected. Why won't Bush do that? And we said because he's elite controlled, just like Kerry. I mean, I agree with what Glenn Spencer's saying. I wish Bush would do something about the borders. That's part of the corporate plan, John, is to get rid of our borders. Go ahead, Glenn.
Absolutely. And I don't know who has justified the war in Iraq, which is the big issue today, on the basis that it's anti-communist. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, I'm talking about an earlier caller who called in to...
Well, I can't worry about that.
Red Bay Kerry. Red Bay Kerry. And, you know, the Communist Party has always taken this position of the lesser evil, and that's why so many actual communists and socialists have split from the Communist Party, because they have, in effect, colluded with the left wing of the Democratic
Party.
Okay,
John, take care. Listen, thanks for the call. Let me just say this. Your precious Communist Fourth International created the neocons, created the people running the White House right now. All communism and socialism does is rot countries because it's command and control, and thieves are always going to get into power. Glenn, comments to this?
Well, by the way, let me just say something. You know, if I can, I want to interject something. I just got a call while we're on break that our internet service provider has been threatened by Fox News because we had some clips on there and we're taking them off. I just got a call that said they may take us off the air. They may knock AmericanPatrol.com, the most popular website in America on this issue, off the air.
Oh,
they
Fox
may rip
is...
It. That's correct.
We know Fox is a tool of the globalists. They don't want that nuke footage on there, do they?
Correct.
Stay there, Glenn. We'll talk about it when we get back. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.